Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. I guess there could be some good evenings out there floating around loose in the universe. I mean, it depends on what time of the day it is where you're at. It's still late morning here in beautiful Southern California. And so, okay, the show today, what are we going to do? We're going to talk about, well, one of my Facebook friends who's actually, I think, listening at this point in time asked me about Bob. What is Bob? You know, it's a name. I'm kidding. It's a name. It's just a name. I don't know why spirit. Okay. Bob is a group of spiritual teachers, high ascended masters, whatever you want to call them, that I channel. Now, they've used various names through time and that I've channeled. And so they chose the name Bob because it was just kind of a nice, easy to remember, has no religious kind of connotations to it. It's just a nice name. So they chose Bob. Maybe they'll choose something else later on. But for right now, it's Bob. Okay, so that's why. And I've been channeling various spirit entities, teachers, masters for a number of years, for over 20 years. And they have a lot of fun. Bob has a lot of fun. I mean, spirit has a lot of fun. They enjoy their experience with humans and working with humans. So I guess my friend got the answer of who Bob is, and they went away. But that's okay. Don't go away. Don't ever go away. But so what are we going to do today? I thought, I talk about Bob and, soul readings, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what a soul reading is in a moment, so that I'm trying to define it myself. Today it's a little bit about be your own guru. So I think Bob's going to talk about being your own guru today. Not relying on other people for whatever you need, as in wisdom, knowledge, direction, guidance, So that's what soul readings are about a little bit. Now, I sound kind of off today because my sinuses and I'm congested and yucky. So I'm trying to find a homeopathic remedy, something to use to clear my sinuses. And it's a long story. So I don't know what to take. Anybody have any ideas? What's a good homeopathic remedy that I don't have to run down and buy Claritin? Maybe a doctor said Claritin or Xanax or something like that will work well, and you can take it with your other medications. And I thought, if I can find something that's more herbal, I would take that. So if anybody have any ideas, I'd appreciate it. Pass them on to me. And I've been using eucalyptus oil, sniffing eucalyptus, right? Sniffing eucalyptus and lavender and all that good stuff. I'm going to try some other. Honey, you're right about honey. Honey and lemon. That is a really good idea. But I find the problem, and I've read about honey, and what you need to do, and I don't have this. I have some honey, but it's not locally grown. It needs to be locally grown honey because it needs to be the bees need to be using the flowers that are in the nectar and the pollen that's in your neighborhood or general neighborhood or community. And that's not always. So I have to go to a farmer's market to find locally grown. Oh, I'm being distracted here. Okay, locally grown honey. Right now I use honey in my tea. Green tea with honey. Maybe I should have had some green tea with honey this morning instead of my coffee, right? Ah, well, chicken soup would be tough for me because I'm a vegetarian. Yeah, I don't eat meat, but I eat fish. Never mind. Okay, so that I appreciate all the input, and I'll get any other great ideas. I will appreciate it. But let me get into the show, and we'll talk about being your own guru. And if you want to call in, back up. I've been defining or redefining what I do with people for I've been doing psychic work and channeling for over 20 years. Well, over 20 years now. See, every day it marches on, right? And so I was doing formal psychic readings for a long time. And about 6 months ago, my situation changed where I was doing readings from. And I took a little break and I decided, what do I do with it? It's really, really good. What do I do that I'm really good at? And I read people. And I can talk to somebody And I can tell you, and also tell you about your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your mother or your father also, because I read them too. So that's a soul reading. It's reading you, a spirit called it reading the soul, but reading the heart. I guess that's another way of describing it, the person's intentions. But your intentions, what's your soul want you to do in your life? Where does your soul want you to go? Where does your soul want you to, you know, your life path, your life purpose? What is your soul saying about somebody in your life? Ooh, because we all got our egos, and our egos kind of are survival mechanisms, and our egos are doing one thing, and our souls are sometimes saying to us, yeah, that's not quite it. You know, you should be doing this, really, seriously. And you all know that, but you just kind of don't always accept it. And that's what being your own guru is about, is tapping into your soul and really connecting and living from that soul place every day. And that's always easy, I know. It's not always easy. So that's part of my work, is to help people connect. You know, I'm a hypnotherapist and studied metaphysics and got a degree in metaphysics. What am I going to say? Oh, so that's part of my work, is to use kind of and I've led meditations for a long time. So it's taking you to a place where you connect with your soul and you really build that bond with your own soul that you can rely on it. Okay, saying all that, I have some articles, and, you know, depending on who calls in, because I always rather talk to you than give you articles and so forth and so on. But I do have an article, Abraham quotes, which kind of relate to the subject. I have a quiz on belly fat. You're going, what is that all about? Well, we'll go through it. And 10 reasons why your sex life may not be where you want it to be. And what was the other one? 4 habits that mess up your metabolism. See, I'm into health. I've really been conscious about health lately, especially lately because of my own particular problems. So I've been focusing on health a bit. Okay, so I give you articles on living healthier, you know, and that's really being your own guru to some extent. I go to the doctor, you know, Western medicine, but being your own guru is a little bit about figuring out for yourself, tuning into yourself and what your body needs. If you want to go to my website, it's listed on my Blog Talk Radio page. If not, I can give it to you here in a moment, but, you know, So I'll put it here. You know, I need to update my site. It doesn't really get into, you know, I've been changing about what I do lately, and so it doesn't reflect all the changes, but this is it. Yes. Hopefully I typed that correctly. Yes. Oh, somebody logged off. What did we talk about? Let me do the Abraham quotes. And then this is really about you being your own guru. And the first quote is the 29th. No, wait a minute. Okay. January 20th, which is yesterday. This was presented in January 29 of 2005 at a workshop. You cannot control circumstances. You never intended to control circumstances. You intended to discover unconditional love. You intended to discover a way to feel good no matter what, because you have the facility, you have the power, and you have the ability to focus. I think it's a really interesting quote because, you know, controlling circumstances, you know, how many of us want to control everything in our lives? We're going to control this, going to control that. It doesn't work. But we intended to discover unconditional love. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Love. It's all about love, isn't it? And a way to feel good, no matter what. Ooh, some people go, oh, I don't want to feel good, but that's okay. So let me give you the quote from today. It's kind of related. It's all about being your own guru and getting to that place of feeling good on your own, maybe with the help of spirit, but mostly with the help of your own soul. When you are comfortable on your path, it doesn't matter where it leads. I think that's such a great statement. When you are comfortable on your path, whenever you're doing is feeling good, it doesn't matter where it leads. You know, as a young person, you know, I'd be doing something, and I may even be enjoying it, but I always want to get through it to do something else, right? You don't always want to do it to get through do something else. But if you're really doing something and it really feels good, why do you want to go do something else? Where does it matter where it ends up? I mean, it's the journey and not the destination kind of, you know, that statement is really important there. It's the journey and not the destination. So it's really all about enjoying the path you're on right now in this red hot minute. Okay. Oh, I got a caller. I'll be there in a second. I got my quotes in, right? We got the quotes in. We'll let Bob talk to you in a minute. See, that's like the comment stated there. Yes, we love doing things that, yeah, it's all about feeling good, isn't it? So let me take a call, and then we'll get back to what Bob has to say. My spirit guides, if you want to use it that way. Yeah, isn't that the ultimate goal in life, to be happy, to feel good, to enjoy life? Some people don't agree with that, right? They go, I want to be miserable. I want to be unhappy, right? Yeah, right, sure. Okay, let me take a call. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Midia.
Midia?
Correct.
Is that with an M?
With an N.
And Nidia. Nidia, right?
Correct.
Don't mind me. I, as I said earlier in the show, when I started the show, I have this congestion, this sinus thing. So I'm not hearing as well as I should. So I apologize for misinterpreting the name. So what's going on with you today? And this beautiful, is Wednesday, isn't it still, right? I think.
Yes. It's hump day.
Yes. Have you seen those commercials for Geico, I think it is, with the camels? Yeah. Hump day.
Yep,
Some people just twist that all around, don't they? They take that nice, innocent thought about middle of the week and we're on the downhill slide. We're closer to the weekend, and they make it all sexual, right?
Oh, it depends, you know. It's a happy thought.
Okay, yeah, I get.
I'm not totally gonna disagree
with you on that. But I'm not gonna really go there either. I'm just gonna leave it alone. Let that one just kind of sit. So if you enjoy hump day for many different reasons, right? Okay, so what's going on? So what's going on with you today?
Nothing. I just want to say, see what you had to say to me.
You have nothing going on today. You're just sitting vegging today, right?
Yeah, today I'm just sitting and just enjoying me and my quietness and being still and listening to your happy show.
Good for you. That's a great thing to be able to do, isn't it? Just to be quiet. In this world,
yes.
How many people are quiet all the time? My neighborhood is not quiet. You know, I got noise. I got construction everywhere. It's just, but to be quiet is cool. Okay, so let me go back to now. How can I help you in your quiet? Maybe I just don't have to talk for a while, and then that way you can be quiet even more.
I feel like you are putting me in the corner and telling me to be quiet.
With a dunce hat. Remember that with the dunce hat?
Okay.
Little stool in the corner with the dunce hat. I think when I was a kid in school, they did put us in the corner, but not a dunce hat, but they put you in the corner or put you in. We had a closet. This was back in Michigan when I was a child, a long time ago. And we had coat rooms, you know, where you could actually hang your coats up, and they were separate from the actual classroom. And there was a door. Now, I would think now that this is thought to be kind of cruelty or abusiveness to stick a kid in a closet and sit there. You got to be in the dark, in the closet.
You can't even touch your kids now.
Oh, yeah. They had rulers back then. Remember the wooden rulers? And if you were doing something, put your hand on the desk, whack. Oh, ow. Or they even had paddles. I mean, like the round paddle thing. And, whack you on. Move your hands. This is going to hurt. You can't do that now.
Oh, yeah. I was raised with the chancla and the belt and my father's hand and whatever he could get when I misbehaved. So I know all about it.
Yeah, so I tried that with my daughter many years ago, and she said, you do that, I'm going to call the police. Ooh. Kids catch on, right? You do that, I'm calling the police. Oh, okay. Now she's going to be a mother. Now she's going to be a mother, and her attitude has shifted somewhat. Ooh, changes, doesn't it? Changes. So how can I help you? Let's get back to less than serious or more serious stuff.
Well, let's see. You have here on your show stating that you're doing soul reading, so maybe you could do that for
me. Okay, so you want to know what your soul has to say to you for you today, right? And this is not about predictions.
Yes.
I'm going to be really careful when I say that. They don't necessarily want to predict anything for your future, but they just want to see. You know, it's like a checkup. You know, what your soul's saying about you is, as in, like, you go to a medical exam. So this is what your soul's saying about where you're at, okay? Let me tune in.
Okay.
Let me read your energy, see what spirit is picking off your energy. I'm hearing, you know, you're saying you're really being quiet today, and I don't know necessarily means it today or in the near future, but I'm hearing the words reading off of you, a little bit more action is necessary. That there is a little bit more action. When they say a little, they don't mean massive amounts of action, you know. But they're saying a little bit more action. And I get the words like in a vital area of your life that you have been neglecting. So your soul wants you to get active in one area of your life. And you know what this is. It's one. I don't get a multitude of areas. I get like one area that's of vital importance in your life that you need to take a little bit more action. Does that make any sense to you at all? That's what I'm picking up. I don't know if it's health related. It could be health related. It could be something else. But I don't feel it being about money. I'm feeling it's more about, how do I get the words? It's about preparing for your future. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
You're kind of on track because I really do got to jump start a weight loss.
So maybe it is health.
Action.
Yeah, so it's really about, taking a little bit. See, and your soul's saying, you know, don't try to go full bore 100% into this. You got to take your time, you got to make a plan, and you got to do it so it doesn't feel like a burden. Because I'm reading this off of you, and it's like you get frustrated if things aren't working as fast as they should be working, right?
At times, yes.
So what your soul is saying to you is, just take your time, relax, take it easy, don't get all, that's why the little action, you know, don't get frustrated because it isn't happening all at once. Just, it's a long-term plan versus a short-term plan.
Correct, for sure.
So, what I'm kind of reading from you is this year, the whole year, you got over 11 months left to set a target and just work for it and don't get frustrated with the target. Okay?
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, thank you.
What else is
anything
there
else
about you? This is interesting. What I'm hearing is love the person you want to be, but also love who you are right now. Don't get down on yourself on who you are right now, but love the person that you want to be, as in the changes you want to make. You really have to buy into and love that person that you want to be, okay? It's got to feel real. It's got to feel like, I'm going to just absolutely love when I'm at this place. And that's a motivation. But don't get frustrated about it. Okay? So really love the person you want to be.
Okay.
And that's not a big deal. It's not a huge change. You're not going to suddenly become this whatever, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I love who I
you're
am,
not gonna
but improvements are always necessary at times when, you know, they're called for.
They're kidding with you, and they're going, you're not going to move to Madrid and become a flamenco dancer, so don't worry about it.
Why not?
Well, if you love, if that's your goal in life, go for it. But they were kind of saying, you know, just you know, love the person you want to be, okay? Do you have any goals?
Yes.
Anything you want to become or change other than weight?
Like I said, I want to create a better work environment and, you know, become an accountant because it's my goal.
Okay, so love being an accountant.
Yes, I love numbers.
Okay, love the outcome.
Okay.
It's really about loving what you want to do and really being passionate about it. If that's what you want to do, you need to be passionate about it.
Okay.
You got to build that passion level up.
All right.
If you're doing it just for money, you'll fail. I know that one. Oh, I've been there, done that one. You know, got the T-shirts in the closet about doing that one, right? If you do it just for money.
Yeah, lucky me, I'm not a materialistic person, so I'm good. It's not about money. It's about happiness, where you can go to a job where you're happy and not dread and hate, you know, every minute of every day going
there.
Yeah,
I've been there and done that. And that's self-destructive.
Yeah.
That just causes you all
yeah.
kinds of stress and diabetes and heart high blood pressure and just, you know, stomach problems. And so go for it. Just find the passion that you want to proceed to. If it's an accounting, let me read about you, your purpose in that area.
Well, there's two areas, because I also love photography, too. I love photography.
Well, you could have your own business as a photographer and do your own books. And you can manage yourself.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a creative eye. That's what I get, a creative eye. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
You mm-hmm. know how to take situations and make them look. You like doing portraits, but very natural?
Yes, yes. My daughter, when I take pictures of her, she hates it because she's like, don't do that, it's a surprise. I said, but I like those moments where you're not posing. I want you to be natural and just be.
Here's what I hear for you too. I got to move on. I got other callers, but I get that. Do more black and whites, especially with photography. I know color is cool, but black and white. I just see you doing black and white in photography, especially portraits. For some reason, black and white just seems to, or sepia. It just seems to have an energy to it. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Oh, wow. That was cool. Yeah, I just see this lady doing. Yeah, I knew there was something more. I got another call or two or three. Or we're going to do Bob. I'm going to let Bob talk to you in a minute. And then I got some articles. I never really get to my articles, do I? But that's okay. You know, I'd rather talk to you folks. And somebody is out there. Any questions in the chat room? Okay, let me take this call. I know. Got a lot of chat room people. Hi, chat room people. I love you guys. Oh, hello. Did I get you? Yeah, you're there. Are you there? Hello? Hello? You're not there.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, you got to speak up a little bit. As I said, my sinuses are kind of gone today. And
hello?
I got something in one ear and the mic and the thing in the other ear. And hello? You have to speak up just a little bit. Speak up. Talk louder.
Hello?
Are you there? Yeah, I'm here. Our connection may not be the best in the world. Yeah, I'm talking to 8864 number. Okay. Are you there? Why don't you try calling back in? Because for some reason, we're not connecting well, and I can't hear. I think you can hear me, because the last caller was like, okay. So I'm gonna put you on hold, or you can call back in, and let me take another call, and then we'll try it again, okay? Because it's not working. Sometimes it just doesn't work. I don't know why. This is not a perfect system. Okay, so I have another call, and it says Mary Lou. Ooh, that was my sister's name. she is now on the other side, looking over, looking at us, going, "Wow, George, you became strange." Hello,
hi, George. I'm sorry. I hope Mary Lou didn't say that.
Now she's looking at me, "Well, you're just a different person than we thought you were going to be." Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was our crazy mother.
Who's doing the soul readings? Is it you and the spirits, Bob? Who's Bob?
Bob is my spirit teacher. It's my spirit group. Yeah, Bob. You know, I could call him something else. You know, every channel and so forth has a name for their spiritual teachers. And Bob is such a nice, calm name. And it's, you know, and a lot of channels and teachers talk about their spirit, and they come up with these really kind of esoterical spirit, you know, religious kind of names. And Bob's, my spirit teacher, said, "Nah, look, we're going to keep it simple. We don't want to freak people out with all kinds of, you know, we don't want to say we're Moses or, you know, you know, like that sort of thing."
In that case, I would love a soul reading. Can I have one?
Okay, let me do this for me, and I'll tune into you. Is there any particular area in your life that you want your soul to talk about?
When love you say life soul and past lives.
Oh, and my. Love? Are you in love now? No. Are you in love? I mean, with yourself, of course. You love yourself, obviously.
I am not in a relationship. How's that?
Yeah, so you want one. What year were you born?
1962.
62?
Yeah.
So let's do the past life first, and that'll lead to now and love, okay?
All right.
I don't like predictions particularly, because I got out of that prediction game a while back. But I am hearing, and they're talking about your soul, your essence is attracting somebody from a past life into this life. So you're bringing somebody forward, or you're going to be meeting somebody in this life. And it doesn't feel like it's years away. It feels like it's fairly close, okay? That when you know, when you meet this person, there's going to be the immediate, "I know you from somewhere" kind of thing, and you've never met the person. I really get that energy around you.
Well, I already know them.
You already know them?
Yeah.
But in a romantic way?
No.
Okay, well, we're talking in a romantic way here.
Well, they're there.
Okay, so your past, let's go back to your past life a little bit. When did you pass that? Now, this is not for you to answer. I'm just asking spirit, when did she die in the past life? Just prior to World War II. Just prior to World War II. And you were living, I don't know where you live now, but I'm getting like the southeast of the United States. Florida jumps out at me. Just huge. Like Florida was the place, okay?
Okay.
North of Miami, not in Miami, but in like Palm Beach or something. Okay.
Mhm.
How are you in water?
Being on
a boat, that sort of thing.
I used to live on a boat in Miami.
Oh, see, wow, because this is a past life thing. It goes back to, wow, that's really cool, because I get you drowned in a past life. So sometimes when we drowned in a past life, we want nothing to do with water, but you just kind of reset yourself up in this lifetime to love water again. You wanted to just get into water again, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you really, you drowned off a boat.
Well,
The
story I heard on that was I was in war and a plane was shot down.
No, okay, I'll just give you mine and you can believe whatever feels right to you, okay? It's whatever feels right to you, but I'm really getting Florida, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm really getting water. I'm really getting a boat. Okay. Maybe I'm predicting your future, but I don't think so. It feels like water, boat, being pushed off the boat. In a heated argument, okay?
Okay.
Now that could have been the life before that, but it really feels like at one point in one life you're on the water. Maybe you were a pirate. I don't know. But I don't think so. But you were a female, and you were in a heated argument, and you were pushed off a boat, and you drowned.
Okay.
So, now this is really interesting. Whoever did that to you, it's time to make amends. Is anybody in this lifetime feel like a male figure, especially because it's not a reversal. You weren't a male and then blah, 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 that stuff. No, it's a male figure that is making amends to you in this lifetime in some way. If it hasn't happened, it will happen. There's a lot of making amends for a past life.
Okay.
So now you can like that or the airplane thing or whatever you feel, but it feels like somebody from that lifetime is going to pop into this lifetime or in a romantic way, but it's going to be making amends for the past life. Like I'm sorry kind of thing. But you'll pick up the energy. So it's going to be really, really passionate. Like really passionate. Like really passionate.
Does that work?
Yeah, why not? You don't want passionate?
No, I mean, are they a keeper or a passer through?
I hear it as more of, it's up to you. It can be for like a long time, but you know, the free will part is, let's keep it going, or let's don't keep it going. But you will have the opportunity. The opportunity will be there. Okay.
Okay.
So love is coming to your life. I mean, that's what I pick up. I don't know why I pick it up. Your soul really is attracting. See, it's like souls are attracting another soul that you've known. And your soul is like reaching out vibrationally into the universe to attract this person back into your life in a romantic way. Okay? And it really is about amends to some degree. So you like the water. Obviously, you like the water.
I do.
And you return back to the general area. When you went to Miami, you returned back to a general area where you had been in a past life because there was something about the area that you had to go back to. And I hear it as, this is really cool, and I got to move on in a second, but I hear it as you return to the area close to where you were in a past life because you needed to discover something about yourself, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Enjoy it. Love is coming.
Right.
Love is there. It's always there. You always love yourself anyway.
That's right.
Kiss your own hands all the time. Blah, 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 blah. Right?
You're cute.
Okay, take care.
All right,
bye
thanks.
Now.
Bye.
Bye. A lot of people died during World War II. A lot of people died, you know, airplanes and, you know, war and, you know, being shot because a lot of people died. But I don't get that about this lady. I just got prior to World War II. I'd love to regress because I do a lot of past life regressions. I'd love to regress somebody like that to see where they actually do go. I've done that. I've done the readings and then done the regressions, and they're pretty. They line up. They line up. They line up. So let me try this call again because this person wanted to talk. And I'll let them try again and see if they're there this time because they're hanging in there. Hello? Are you still there? Are you still trying? Nope. We got a bad connection, my friend. If you want to hang in there, you want to call me back or whatever, and you got to hang up and call back and maybe I can take the call. Okay? That's what you got to do. Okay. Because I'm not hearing you. Okay. So let's moving right along. And I'll tell you what, I'll let my spirit guides talk to you for a few minutes. I'll go away. I sometimes like to do readings or soul readings in trance, but it's hard on the radio unless I had like a, you know, like a, what you call it, screener kind of thing. It's just me. I had been doing this with me for a while, but Bob talked to you. And then maybe sometime I will do that. But if we are in person or I was talking to you on Skype, I could let Bob answer the questions directly, and I'd get out of the way because I love to do that. I love just channel, go away, and let them answer your questions. But it's harder. For some reason, it's harder this way on the radio because I have to do like three things at one time, and to multitask to do that. Okay. Excuses, right? Excuses. Stop having excuses. Okay, let me go away. Don't you love that expression, excuses, making excuses? This is Bob, if you didn't know who we are. And George explained us pretty well. We're spirit teachers. We speak group of spiritual teachers that speak in one voice and kind of prepare what we're going to say or answer questions in unison to, and we use other teachers and other channels or other hosts, I guess is the word that we like to use here. And we use different names based on the situation and the circumstance. So what's our lesson today? Our lesson to you today is about being your own guru. And we threw that one out for George to kind of contemplate. And he threw some articles out about what is being your own guru? What is being your own teacher? We are going to answer that question. We're just letting you think about that question. What does it mean to you to be your own teacher? It's teaching in the sense of you get to discover your world. You get to do your research. You follow your own intuitiveness, your soul, your gut feelings to explore your world. It's not about the truths of the universe, but it could be. It could be about the truths of the universe. What is God? What is life? What is this? What is that? But it's the simple things. It's the things that being your own teacher means. I want to learn something about, I got it, woodworking. So you discover it. You do it. You may take a class, but you're your own teacher. We want you to be your own gurus. We don't want you necessarily to rely on other people. Whether it be your family. Now, when we say that, George is cringing a little bit, going, oh, but. No, really, seriously. We want you to rely on yourselves to bring in your truths, to know who you are, to know your values, discover your purposes. If you rely on other people, they have opinions which may not be in line with who you really are. People interpret you according to their own lenses, and you need to interpret you according to your lens, to according to the lens of your soul, and to reach out and discover your world and discover who you are, to learn what you want to learn, not necessarily because other people, whether it be religious leaders or teachers or guides or this great spiritual teacher that you look up to. No, it's about you. Now, we're not saying that you shouldn't listen to other people and take their advice. That is when the soul becomes very important, because you have to contemplate it, meditate on it, pray on it, and say, this is really resonate with me? Or am I taking this on face value of what they're saying about me? Test their thoughts with your soul. Test their thoughts and their ideas, and then pursue who you are. So be your own guru. Be your own teacher. Get out there and explore the world according to what your soul is leading it to. What feels good to you? Where do you want to discover your world to be? Not because according to your siblings or your parents or someone else or your favorite teacher in school. They only know some things about you. They don't know you completely. Even your parents don't know you. Would you agree with that? Yeah, you would agree with that. They don't know the inner workings of who you are. I don't know, frustrations, internet, and my sound, it happens, kind of feels, my connection with AT&T also, it goes away, it just kind of passes through me, and I have no idea what they're talking about. I don't know. It seems that I know. And if you can talk to me, if you can just kind of feedback, because it's like crazy. It's crazy. I got this Pam Grout. She's an author. She's a great author. She wrote, she has a history before that of writing for a had an article. I'm kind of, I think, I don't know, it's AT&T or whoever, or maybe it's, I don't think it's my computer. I didn't work on it, and it should be fine. It's the connection. Butter always complains about my modem not being good. So if you can hear, cool. If you can't, sorry. Here, I think I'm back. I don't know. Let me get into the Pam Grout thing. What Bob just kind of, Bob got, your teacher said, okay, let's not try this today. I know. It's, yeah, I understand that. There's not much I can do at this point. I do think there's a problem with the internet from where I live. So, let me do the Pam Grout article because I thought it was a really cool article. It was about, if you know who Pam Grout, it's about, she's an author, Squared, E Cubed, and some other books. Gratitude. It's all about gratitude. And she quotes Thomas Merton, gratitude takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awakening to new wonder. For the person, not by hearsay, but by experience. And that's what makes all the difference. I think that's a great quote. When you're grateful for things or appreciate things around you, that's merely the experience that you want to have. You're going to be in You've Never Done, her article. Murphy's Law, a famous adage that most of us live by, states that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. I, for one, it is only our belief in problems that create struggle to get that belief in problems. Oh, I'm going to, you know, our sitting in problems, thinking about problems, knowing a problem is going to come, you know, I have somebody in my life that, well, it's not really in my life, but it's much used to my butt. I said there's things that are going to be a problem, right? And actually, I was married to a person like that's kind of like being negative. Thoughts here. I was on a phone call yesterday, and some readers who wanted to know what my process was, and I almost felt guilty because I don't know it. I have a process. I don't have a 7-step solution. I just know that whenever I'm being my mind's bitch, I'm not living in my natural state of joy. I'm not living my truth, which is what I really are. Which is that I'm already free and infinite. Yeah, whining, being in that whining kind of place, the mind whining. Just be in that natural state of joy, appreciation of the things in your life, appreciation for the little things will bring more things to appreciate. Okay, instead of looking for the next teacher, the next book, the next process, I would like to suggest that we spend time following the field of potentiality, or the field of all probability, the law that states anything that can go right will go right. Isn't that a great statement instead of, oh, something's going to go wrong in my life and it's horrible? Anything that can go right will go right. I mean, you could put that up on your mirror to look at it in the morning. Any good woman kind of editorializing a little bit on her words, it's going into the day with the desire to anything go right, they will go right. Positive outcomes. We expect positive stuff in life, right? Is that what it's all about? I'm here, I think. Yeah, so I'm here still. I think I'm still here, and I still have a listener. Thank you very much for sticking with me and the technical difficulties. I appreciate it a lot. Okay, so that was an interesting article. It's about just having that added retake that will go right, So look for the right. Instead of looking for the problems, don't be my ex-wife. Oh, it's going to be horrible. Something horrible is going to happen tomorrow. I feel like something right is going to happen. I feel something really good is going to happen in my life. Right? Ah, what article do I want to talk about? Nope. And they're all people that think I have only a couple minutes left. After all my fiasco, can be very appropriate to be talking about at this point in time. So, any questions, thoughts, anything you want to comment on in the chat room or call in on? I know, Mary Lou, you're not there anymore, right? You went away, even though it shows that you're there for some reasons. I was going to read about 10 reasons why we're not having sex in marriage. That's an interesting one. Or 4 habits that mess up your metabolism. This is from the Today Show, their health features. Sleep myth. Okay, let's do the sleep myth just real quick, and then we'll get into it. 6 of the most common myths about sleeping. It's harder to sleep at night. Actually, a short nap. Daytime nap can restore your brain power and performance. You know, when you're like in kindergarten, you have that little nap thing. We did, because we did all day. We didn't have no half day stuff. We were tough kids, right? All day. And then you take this little afternoon nap, right? So get your blanket and pillow out in the middle of the day. You can take it to work. Take your pillow and get to work with you. Okay, I'm now playing here a little bit. But actually, a short daytime nap. I read that. If you're really failing during the day, get up. Wow. It's amazing how good that short little nap will make you feel and make a difference in how you sleep at night. Nodding off for 15 to 20 minutes can refresh people, allowing them to continue with their day and help people sleep better at night. Make sure that is short and sweet. A 2-hour nap, for example, will definitely make it rough to sleep later. And also that 2-hour nap, that hour nap is really groggy time, and you wake up and you go, you know, 15, you get a timer, you get a little timer. I'm going to take a 15-minute nap, or just meditate for 15 minutes, and if you fall asleep, cool. Set the little timer that wakes you up or gets you back into reality. I would say if you can't nap during the day, maybe your lunch break, take 15 minutes, do a little meditation, and if it goes to sleep time, cool. Set a little alarm to wake you back up, get back onto it. We need 8 hours of sleep a night. Doctors frequently recommend that people get 8 hours of sleep to feel their best. Try 7. 7.5, probably a good average, says the author and the expert on this. It's a unique number. You need as much sleep as you need. I think that was kind of cool. Recent research found that people who sleep between 6.5 to 7.4 a night live longer than those. Wait a minute, where am I? Those who sleep 8 hours or more. So a little less sleep, yeah, it's okay. You're going, no, I want my sleep. No. But, yeah, so try that 7 hours a night and see how that works for you. Yes. My sleep is broken up, but so let's see. No eating after 8 p.m. The popcorn at 9 p.m. won't stop the Sandman from visiting. Eating later at night doesn't always lead to bedtime. It's like a little turkey at night. A little pieces of turkey will put you to sleep. The chemicals in turkey help you to sleep anyway. So sleep at night and eat a little bit. Oh, yeah, see, no, because there's all these articles. You asked a question, and I can answer this just really briefly. Most of the articles I get and I see, people are really concerned about their sex lives. So a lot of the articles I pull from WebMD and some other places are about people's sex lives. They just come up all the time. It's not my fault. And they're interesting. It seems to be one of the issues that people have in society, especially in marriage, because of everybody being so busy and children and all that sort of thing. So, but I didn't go there, did I? I talked about sleep, which is even as important, right? Okay, that was fun. No, it wasn't. It was not